Private Prosecution, written by Lisa Ellery and read by Tamblyn Lord. I liked what I saw. Maybe 5'6" with long brown hair, she filled out a figure-hugging dress that made her seem sensuous and carefree. She smiled as she flirted with another suit at the bar. He was much older than both of us. She was cruising for a moneyed lover. Her smile was easy and warm, creating a dimple in the cheek I could see from across the room. The man in the suit looked enthralled. I decided to cut his grass. I threw my jacket over the back of the bar stool next to them and ordered a beer.
"I'm not pretty,"
slurred Lil, taking another sip of her Chardonnay and spilling a drop onto her front. Up close, she had muddy irises and freckles. I liked freckles. "You are," I insisted, as she wiped at the drop of wine with her tissue. "I think you're beautiful."
"I'm fat."
"Beautiful." She laughed, those dimples arresting me again.
"So, what's your name again?"
"Andrew."
"What do you do for a living, Andrew? You're all dressed up in a big flash suit, like a little kid at his mother's wedding."
"I'm a lawyer." I didn't usually like to break this to potential lady friends too early in the evening, since some didn't find it as attractive as others. But Lil didn't look too fazed.
"No, really? My brother-in-law's a lawyer, and he's a total asshole."
I nodded. "Yeah, there are a few of them around." A change of subject was probably called for. "How about you? What do you do?"
"I'm a florist."
"Cool." It wouldn't have mattered if she said she was a slaughterhouse throat cutter. I still would have been enthusiastic. We were playing the niceties game in anticipation of sex. "A creative mind."
"Well, in training, anyway. I'm not, you know, it takes a lot of practice."
"That's funny, your name is Lil. Is it short for Lily?"
"It is, but lilies are funeral flowers."
She stuck out her tongue to express her disgust.
"I prefer to imagine I was named Lilium for Lilium Asiatica, Queen of the Night."
"I don't suppose there's any flowers named Andrew." She laughed.
"What's your middle name?"
"Barney."
"Well, then we're a good pair. A florist named Lily and a lawyer named Barney."
She grinned, having amused herself. I felt slightly offended. There's a lot more to being a lawyer than just arguing with people.
"Well, it's a good name for Flora too. There's a daylily called Barney, and a 19th century American botanist known as E.E. Barney."